Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of Saints Philip and James, Apostles. And from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father dwells in me, is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else, believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. I've shared with you before that I'm somewhat of a procrastinator, but there's an upside to my type of procrastination. When I get fed up with myself, I go into power mode. I say, I am tired of this procrastination. I'm going to get things done. And I do. I can barrel through cleaning my kitchen or bathroom or bedroom or whatever room I pick and whiz through the cleaning in an hour or less. I just need a little push, a little incentive, maybe almost incitement. Today's gospel is filled with examples of incentives and incitement. Jesus knows his time with his disciples is nearing an end. It's time for him to return to the Father, and he wants to get them going, to light a fire under them. So Jesus gives them the hard truths. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through me. And when Philip speaks up and questions Jesus, well, who is the Father? You could almost hear Jesus sigh. Oh, come on, you guys. Haven't I been with you all this time and you still don't get it? Haven't you seen me and all the works I have done? The evidence is right in front of you. Don't tell me you've just been hanging around for a party. Jesus tries to shake them out of their stupor, get them away from their fear, their immobility. He tells them point blank, you ain't seen nothing yet. Whoever believes in me will perform the same works I do, and even greater ones, because I'm going to the Father. In essence, Jesus is saying, I will be supplying you even greater power from heaven. You've just got to step up. Today is the feast day of St. Philip and St. James. They both stepped up. Yes, Philip had the effrontery to question Jesus, but in not being afraid to ask the questions, Philip got more clarity. Jesus elaborated on what he was teaching them. I think many times as Catholic Christians, we are afraid to ask the questions. We don't want to seem dumb. Oh, I should know that. Or maybe we think that in questioning authority, we will be seen as rabble-rousers or dissenters. But in asking questions, we are actually showing that we are engaged, that we are paying attention, that we want to know more. And the more we know, the more we can share the truth of the gospel. I don't think anyone can disagree with the fact that our world is suffering from an extreme drought of hope. Everywhere we look, there seems to be negative things happening. Random shootings, climate disasters, war, racial hatred, hating others who disagree with you rather than trying to understand each other. Yet even in Jesus' time, they faced hopelessness, the Roman conquest, famine, ethnic hatred, divisions, Samaritans ostracized, Jerusalem Jews the only right ones, and then throw into the mix the new followers of Jesus Christ. Yet we have the examples of St. Philip and St. James and the fellow apostles. They weren't afraid to step up to preach the risen Christ, to bring others to the love of Jesus, our Savior. I will do it. Even in the early Gospel of John, Philip is a missionary. He goes to his friend Nathanael. We have seen the one Moses spoke of. He says, come and see for yourself. Jesus tells him, whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Jesus is leading by example. For doesn't he tell the apostles this? One of my favorite readings from the Liturgy of the Hours is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Ezekiel 37. Thus shall you know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. Our God is telling us not to be afraid. He will do it. He is all-powerful, and he will take care of business. Sometimes we get caught up in the how of God taking care of business. His how is so far above us that we do not always understand exactly why it looks like our prayers aren't being answered. But as time goes on, revelation takes place, and we can acknowledge his power in our lives. But just as Philip and James had to say, I will do it, so do we. We need to reveal God's power to a despairing world. We need to be a channel of his love. When we see despair, loss of hope, suffering, it's not the time for procrastination, but the time to open our mouths, talk to our neighbors, our family, our friends, our casual acquaintances, yes, even our strangers, and share the good news of the gospel, share the love of the cross. There's no need to be afraid. We have Jesus' own words that his power is behind us. I will do it, says the Lord.